You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to our weekly feature. Today we focus on the health of some of our trees in Michigan. We've become all too familiar with the dangers presented by diseases like oat wilt and Dutch elm disease. We've seen the devastation caused by the emerald ash borer. You may be less familiar with threats posed by a small insect that originated in Japan and is now a threat to the state of Michigan's 173 million hemlock trees. Our guest today is Roger Mack, and Roger is Forest Health Monitoring Program Manager with the State Department of Natural Resources. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
The insect to which I referred is called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It was first discovered in the state of Virginia back in 1951 and has since caused devastating damage to the hemlock tree population in the eastern part of the United States. Why has it taken so long to become a significant issue in Michigan?
Well, like a lot of the exotic pests that we're dealing with, they are moved accidentally by various means. In the case of hemlock woolly adelgid, it's often landscape nursery trees coming from infested areas of the country that bring them into the state. And because there are active programs, both at the state and federal level, to inspect shipments and certify those shipments, that has been effective in slowing movement. But inevitably, these pests do manage to find their way into Michigan. And that's been the case with hemlock woolly adelgid. In fact, the outbreak we're currently dealing with isn't the first time this pest has showed up in our state. Back in about 2006, we had an outbreak or an infestation that was detected up in Emmett County. And we were able to, at that time, catch it early enough and quickly enough and respond fast enough to eradicate it from the small area of a few trees that it had been found. The current infestation over on the west side of the Lower Peninsula is a bit of a different animal, unfortunately, for a number of reasons. It was first detected there in 2015. Since then, we've got about a four-county area that we have confirmed hemlock woolly adelgid, an area that spans north to south along the lakeshore there, better than about 75 miles, so it's widely distributed. For the first time, it's not only being found on trees that are landscape or nursery in origin, but we're also finding it on native hemlock trees in the forest. And of course, that presents a whole unique set of concerns. And also, for the first time, we've found mortality, actually, trees being killed by this insect here in Michigan. So for all those reasons, really become a serious problem to the point where there are questions now whether we can eradicate it from the state as we have in the past. We may be looking going forward at efforts to slow the spread, but it's beginning to look more and more like this pest, unfortunately, is here to stay.
So as we reflect on the emerald ash borer and the damage it caused, could we project forward and kind of see the same kind of potential damage to the hemlock trees in Michigan?
It's certainly possible. You know, we look out east, as you mentioned, to where this has been a problem for decades. And the devastation there has been just striking. And landscape there is just covered with the gray remains of dead hemlock trees. And it's certainly, a possibility that we're bracing for here. Hemlock is a unique species in that it's somewhat fragmented in its distribution across our landscape here in Michigan, unlike, say, sugar maple or the ash that you mentioned. The hemlock is somewhat spottier. It makes it a different animal in terms of what we expect with respect to hemlock woolly adelgid. And this is a slower moving pest than emerald ash borer. Hemlock woolly adelgid, from the time it first shows to the time trees begin to die, can be 6, 8, 10 years or more. Unfortunately, hemlock's an important species in our forests here in Michigan. It's extremely slow growing. It's not unusual when you see very large hemlock trees for those to be centuries old. And so to lose those trees obviously has significant impacts. It's an important wildlife species in terms of habitat, not the least of which are some of our cold water trout species. And when you lose hemlock in those habitats, water temperatures can rise and have detrimental effects on those populations.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Roger Meck. He is a Forest Health Monitoring Program Manager with the State Department of Natural Resources. In assessing where we've been successful in dealing with this particular insect when coming to either eradication or containment, what is the methodology?
Well, right now, early detection is certainly the key. The sooner we can find out where it is, how widely distributed it is, the more options are on the table. We're working closely with our sister agency, Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, who is the regulatory entity that coordinates efforts dealing with invasive pests, along with Michigan State University and U.S. Forest Service. So it's really a cooperative effort here. In terms of control at the local level, we're working with local communities just to get the word out so that folks are aware that it's out there and know how to report it and who to report it to.
And what is that procedure? How important is the public participation in addressing this insect infestation going to be in protecting hemlocks moving forward?
Highly important. As usual, there's never enough resources in terms of staff for any of us to be out and about. And of course, unfortunately, this is only one of a number of forest pests that we're dealing with these days. So, getting that kind of assistance from the public is hugely critical. And what we ask is folks to take a look at their hemlock, and just real quickly, what they're looking for are the signs of the adult insect, which is becoming visible right now. What you look for on the needles, at the base of the needles of hemlock trees, is a very small tuft of white fuzz, almost like a little cotton ball adhering to the base of the needle. But if folks see that on their hemlock trees, whether they're backyard or landscape trees or in their woodlots or forests, we ask them to contact Michigan Department of Agriculture. And we'll follow up on that and make sure that someone takes a look to determine if indeed that is
This is 89.1 WEMU, and once again our conversation with Roger Meck of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources continues on issues of the environment. As you mentioned, hemlock trees sometimes take as long as 250 years to fully mature, depending on where they're located. So is there a reforestation plan being developed to get a start on replenishing what is likely to be lost over the next several years or decades?
Well, it's certainly something, that is on our to-do list and something that we work on, particularly in our forests. Hemlock can be a challenge to regenerate or replace even without hemlock woolly adelgid. Unfortunately, from that standpoint, it's a favorite food of deer, and oftentimes in our forests, young hemlock trees are lost to deer feeding before they can grow anywhere near maturity. And so it's a challenge from that standpoint. It requires some unique set of site conditions in order to thrive in terms of moisture and shade and so forth. And just by nature of its slow growth, it's a difficult tree to regenerate.
Our time together is running short, but as we head into the summer months, do more traveling, spend more time outdoors, and looking beyond just the adelgid, what is your best practices advice for caring for and ensuring the future of Michigan's tree population?
Well, as it relates to forest invasive pests, there are a number of those pests that move readily on firewood. It's best to acquire firewood locally from local sources and burn it locally rather than move it.
I thank you so much for the information and for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
That is Roger Meck. Roger is Forest Health Monitoring Program Manager with the State Department of Natural Resources. I'm David Fair. You've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.